Good morning. It is Thursday, June 17th. I'm Ian Costello, and this is the Daily Six on the COIN Podcast Network. Right now, the Washington County Major Crimes Team is investigating a shooting involving a Beaverton police officer. According to the Beaverton Police Department, a burglary suspect shot themselves during a pursuit last night. At the same time, an officer shot at the suspect. The burglary suspect remains hospitalized, and the investigation is ongoing. This morning, a battleground man stands accused of murdering his neighbor for revving an engine. Police arrested Presley Daniel Melick after officers responding to the scene found Timothy Thomas dead on the ground outside his house. Police say Melick was crying and potentially suicidal when he was taken into custody. A Clark County judge set his bail at $1 million. Oregon is getting closer to reaching the 70% first dose COVID vaccination milestone. That's when Governor Brown said she would fully reopen the state. Right now, 68.2% of adults have gotten at least one shot, which means 60,000 people still need to get a first shot to reach the goal. There's been a bit of an unexpected damper to recent unemployment news. Brand new numbers from the Labor Department show unemployment claims spiked this week to 412,000 after six straight weeks of steadily decreasing numbers. Despite the unexpected rise this week, overall, the jobs market looks to steadily improve. Experts say pandemic-related layoffs are easing and available jobs are increasing. Crippling heat continues to hammer large portions of the United States. Southern California, the Central Rockies, the Desert Southwest, and the Great Plains will all see temperatures well above average again today. It's so hot in Texas, people have been asked to set their thermostats at 78 degrees to relieve pressure on the state's power grid. Three astronauts have arrived at China's new space station. The crew will be in orbit for the next 3 months. Eight more launches will be required to finish construction of the space station, which is expected to wrap up by the end of next year. Be sure to check out all of the great content on the COIN Podcast Network, anytime, on demand, on COIN.com, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Talk to you tomorrow.